It's funny how prone we are to making rules about things. We see something that's not quite right, so we make a rule to deal with it. But before you know it, all those rules become an incredible burden. Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond, and welcome again to Fresh. One of the easiest things for us to do is to turn the gospel of grace into a bunch of religious rules. Let me give you an example. Just after I became a Christian, I decided that I needed to be baptized. So the pastor asked me, "And who would you like to have baptize you?" What an odd question. Of course it has to be you, right? Well, no, he said. It can be anyone you want who believes in Jesus. See, right there, I'd assumed that there was some religious rule that said it had to be the minister. It was the same back in Jesus' day, only much worse. The religious leaders kept getting upset with Jesus for, wait this, healing people on the Sabbath. Luke chapter 13, verses 16 and 17. "This woman that I healed is a true descendant of Abraham, but Satan has held her for 18 years. Surely it's not wrong for her to be set free from her sickness on a Sabbath day." When Jesus said this, all those who were criticizing him felt ashamed of themselves, and all the people were happy for the wonderful things he was doing. I mean, that's crazy, right? This woman's just been healed after 18 years. And these religious nutters are worried about the fact that it happened on the Sabbath? Seriously? Come on, how easy is it for us to do the same? To make up religious rules, one, then another, and before you know it, the gospel of grace, the freedom that Jesus came to bring us, are nowhere to be seen. Stop making up silly rules. That's God's word. Fresh for you today. As things turn out, freedom, real freedom, the freedom that comes through Christ and Christ alone, isn't always that easy for us to wrap our hearts around. So, if you'd like to go a bit deeper, then let me encourage you to stop by at ChristianityWorks.com, and right there on the homepage, you'll see This Week on TV. You can watch this week's half-hour television program for some more in-depth teaching straight out of God's Word. Again, that's ChristianityWorks.com.